Exclusive: Ed Martin launches name and shame campaign against deep state as weaponization czar. By Bradley J. on May 28, 2025. Ed Martin has a plan to end the criminal weaponization of the federal government and to hold accountable those who wielded it, he explained on the Alex Marlowe Show. Martin is barely a week into his new position as Associate Deputy Attorney General, but he already has an aggressive yet straightforward three-step plan to deliver on President Donald Trump's charge to root out government corruption and hold the corrupt accountable. The first step is perhaps the simplest. Tell the truth, Martin told Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe, promising to call out those who have weaponized the government against the American people. We deserve the truth. We need to know what happened, who did it, and why. We're going to name and shame, he said. Some of these people don't have shame, but we're going to name and shame. Martin then pledged to hold them accountable criminally. If they lose their jobs, we take away the grants to their universities. Whatever it is, make sure that we have accountability. Martin's third step may have cost him his previous job. A group of establishment senators, led by Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, blocked Martin's nomination for U.S. Attorney, USA, for the District of Columbia earlier in May. Martin had been serving on an interim basis after being tapped by Trump to lead the office. Martin's third step is to make victims of weaponization whole, and this step made Tillis a little nervous, he told Marlowe. He's like, you are for reparations, Martin recalled of his conversation with Tillis. I said I'm not for reparations, I am for restitution. If you put somebody in jail for years, and you lied about it, you should have to pay for it, right? If you put somebody through the ringer in a way that is unfair, and it's deemed unfair by telling the truth, and holding them accountable, you should fix it, right? Martin referenced former FBI officials Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, who received a large settlement from taxpayers for supposed violation of their privacy after texts between the two, who were having an affair, leaked and showed them colluding to stop Trump's 2016 election. Their settlement is little more than a payoff to keep quiet about further corruption inside the federal government, Martin alleges. And while he is adamantly against similar corrupt deals in which the perpetrators of corruption profit, he does believe the legitimate victims of that corruption deserve damages. This is America. It shouldn't be, like, Strzok and Page, who got a sweetheart deal to get paid because their texts were shown, Martin said. You know that happened? They got $1 million because the Biden administration and Merrick Garland paid them off. This is the ultimate payoff for inside the mob. He continued. We're talking about people that are truly damaged. If you're damaged, you should be made whole. That's what's at stake with weaponization. And we're going to drive all the way down to the bottom of these things. We're not going to give up. We're not going to hear statute of limitation is run. I don't give a darn. We're going to name and shame. We're going to hold you accountable. And then we're going to say, you know what? You got put in jail. Some of these people rotted in jail for 3 years. After January 6th, on a lie that Merrick Garland and Lisa Monaco made up. Andrew Weissman created it and tried to use it in the Mueller investigation, and then they used it, called the 1512 charge. It was done incorrectly, and a bipartisan Supreme Court threw it out. You know, Ketanji Jackson said, yeah, you got to throw that out. Well, those people that were in jail, as soon as they got that court decision done, they walked because they were on misdemeanors only. That's so wrong and un-American. We've got to get to the bottom of it and make people whole, and we're going to do it. Martin has served on a weaponization working group created by Attorney General Pam Bondi that has already begun looking at wielders of weaponization like Fannie Willis, Jack Smith, and Alvin Bragg. Martin said the board will also look at the targeting of school board parents, practicing Catholics, and whistleblowers who were targeted. He's also worked with Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. on the weaponization of COVID mandates. The list of weaponization is long, but Martin is undeterred and unafraid. There's categories all across government, and Martin pledges he will be getting to the bottom of it. The Alex Marlowe Show, hosted by Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe, is a weekday podcast produced by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley Ajay.